Down the middle of the field, wide open, got it! On the run, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
He goes and fights and pushes, and he's
goes
in!
Right at the goal line, and it is caught and juggled and caught, touchdown!
Oh my goodness!
It is all over! The Browns have won it!
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Quaker Steak and Lube.
40, 45, 50, he's in open field, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown! It's a one-play drive!
Now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
Well, it's hard to believe, but we are already down to one final day of Browns training camp here in Berea. After tomorrow, the switch will be flipped to regular season mode. Now, of course, the Browns still have two preseason games left, including Thursday night at Philadelphia. But for practice purposes, only one day of camp remains. And as the third game of the preseason, Thursday night's encounter with the Eagles will serve as the final true tune-up for the regular season. Yes, we are that close to the real thing. Because we haven't spoken with you since last Thursday night, and doing this, of course, on Cleveland Browns Daily. I mean, I've spoken to some people, but Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We're going to spend a good portion of the show reviewing what took place in Friday night's game against the Lions and putting into perspective where this team stands at this point of the summer. Bernie Kosar, he makes the first of his two weekly appearances to help out in that department. Andrew Catalan, who is handling the play-by-play for Channel 3's preseason coverage of the Browns, also stops by for some discussion and analysis, and we'll be awarding our game balls for Friday night, as well as revealing your game ball selections. You have a chance to vote on that via our official Facebook page. The choices: Greg Little, Colt McCoy, Evan Moore, Jabal Sheard, or other. Pick your own. I take your questions each day through our Ask Vic feature on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Just log on to the Browns official Facebook and official Twitter pages. Post your questions for me, as Rod did via Facebook. The teams that have run the West Coast offense, Rod asks, have always had speed or a scat back. So beside Peyton Hillis and maybe Montario Hardesty, do you think number 35 could fit that role? Now, number 35, of course, is rookie free agent Armond Smith. And Rod, there is no question that he has incredible speed. He certainly is capable of making more of the game-breaking type of plays, such as that 81-yard touchdown run that he had early in the third quarter, especially when the defense spreads itself as wide as the Lions defense did. Quinn Porter told me after the game that from the perspective of the backfield, it was like the parting of the Red Sea when he saw that. It makes the back of the eyes of a running back just go really wide. But for all of that excitement that Smith generated with that run, he showed with those two fumbles that set up 14 Detroit points that he doesn't quite yet know how to handle big play success, because he thought he could get away with changing hands with the ball in traffic and generally not staying focused on ball security. A rookie free agent cannot afford, we know that, to make those kinds of mistakes. But I'll say this, his speed is something the Browns would likely value enough to give him a chance to redeem himself and maybe make this roster, maybe fill that role you're talking about. For more of my takes, please check out my blog at Carucci's Corner on ClevelandBrowns.com. Remember, if you can't catch the show on ESPN 850 WKNR right here, go to ClevelandBrowns.com and listen to it live, the stream there. Also, the Browns official mobile app is now available for download for free on your iPhone and Android devices. And I've got to give a big mahalo to a couple of transplanted Ohioans, Dave and Ed, who sent me a very nice note to tell me that they've been listening to this show long distance via that app. Thanks, guys, very much. We appreciate that. In a couple of minutes, a conversation with Bernie Kosar. You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores August 30th. Pre-order your copy today.
Get the value you're looking for at Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Lease the fuel-efficient Ford Fusion or Escape for $199 a month. Your choice, 2012 Fusion or Escape for only $199. With outstanding value, quality, and technology, it's no surprise Ford is the best-selling brand in America. Large selection, guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
Folks, this year, don't fumble your home improvement projects with another company. Hand it off to the winning team at Universal Windows Direct. Since 2002, Universal has been Cleveland's number one pick for quality vinyl replacement windows. And this month, you'll score with their $99 window sale. For every window you buy, get the second window for just $99. Plus, go along with 0% financing for up to 36 months, and you may still be eligible for the 2011 Energy Tax Credit. For a free estimate, call 216-518-8900. With Universal Windows Direct, you'll be saying, I love my windows.
At First Merit Bank, getting to know our customers is important to us. So how do we do it? Well, it's simple. By listening, learning, understanding your business, and by turning all those things into a real, roll-up-our-sleeves, working-together-to-achieve-your-future-goals kind of relationship. So let's start now. Hey, how about that game? Let's get to know each other. First Merit Bank. You first. Member FDIC.
Your American dream is out there. Protect it with American Family Insurance.
My dream is a house on a hill. Not just any hill, the perfect hill. A hill with just the right slope, so it's not too steep to walk up, yet still steep enough to ride a toboggan down in winter. And on top of this hill will be our house, with big windows and great views. After all, that's the whole point of living on a hill. And of course, we'll have a garden with tomatoes. And the house should have a large porch. We'll eat our tomatoes on the porch. And we'll have a paved driveway with a basketball hoop and two basketballs in case one rolls down the hill. And since I don't want to lose sleep worrying about storms or hail or fires damaging my dream, I'll protect it with American Family Insurance.
Your dream is out there. Go get it. We'll protect it. Whether your dream home is an apartment, condo, or house, American Family Insurance offers a variety of ways to protect it while saving you money. Find out more at amfam.com/dreams. Online, on call, in person.
American Family Insurance.
Doug Deacon here for Infinity of Bedford. Located in the heart of Bedford's Auto Mile, Infinity of Bedford is the number one Infinity store in Ohio, Michigan, Kentucky, and Indiana for the last 4 years. They have the largest selection of Infinities and have more service technicians than anyone else to take care of your Infinity. They have pickup service at your home or office and a fleet of loan vehicles to use while you have your Infinity service. To find your next Infinity or for service, visit InfinityofBedford.com. Infinity of Bedford, a Penske Automotive dealership.
ESPN Cleveland traffic.
90 westbound at West Center and 17th. Accident left lane is blocked. You're going to be backing up to 71. Police and EMS are on the scene according to the CVS Samaritan. The Interbelt southbound is slow from Superior to 90 because of the accident. 77 southbound is backing between 490 and the stretch all the way to Rockside. Outbound East Shoreway slow at the curves of Bratnall. I'm Libby Rhodes, ESPN 850 WKNR traffic.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores August 30th. This next segment driven by Liberty Ford. Who else? Hey, Browns fans, don't miss the 2011 Cleveland Browns locker room sale at tomorrow's final day of training camp in Berea. The sale will begin when the Berea facility gates open at 7:45 a.m. sharp and continue through the end of Browns practice. This is your chance to shop for Browns gear straight from the team's locker room.
Bernie, Bernie, oh yeah, how you can throw. Yeah.
Making
yeah.
His Bernie, second Bernie. Visit, or well, first visit oh, of two of the yeah, week, but his regular two per week visits. Our guy Bernie Kosar joining us now. Hey, Bern.
Hey, good to be with you. And I think we're going to start injecting Colt McCoy's name into that song if he continues on this pace of consistently throwing touchdown passes with no interceptions.
Wow. That's quite an honor that you'd be willing to allow that song that has been your trademark for about 50 years or so, whatever it's been, to let young Colt McCoy have a piece of that. I'm very impressed. But that tells me your perspective and your feeling about how well this kid's throwing the football.
Yeah, and again, I think Coach Shurmur perfectly articulated it before both games that you don't want to get too high or too low in any given preseason game, but you know you're really playing top-tier football, especially top-tier quarterbacking, when your quarterback ratings drop 30 points in your second game and you're still of 120 to throw for three touchdowns in less than two quarters of play like he did Friday night, especially given the way Peyton Hillis didn't play. Very impressive second performance by Colt and the offense.
So, Bernie, to put it in the perspective of a quarterback looking at another quarterback and in a preseason setting, how much of it do you take and qualify as the real deal when we know that, again, that opposing defense is not playing what it normally would in the regular season, also knowing that Colt and this offense are not doing what they would do in the regular season? At what point, where is the part that you can take away and say, this is true, this is real? What are elements of his game that you take from that?
Well, that's a good point. To chip anything in granite, to say for sure it's our preseason game, is challenging to do. But you do feel more confident and comfortable, and absolutely, I think all of us around the city feel incredibly more positive about the offense, the quarterback position. And things I think you could definitely take out of it is people are looking to him. He is the unquestioned leader, maybe of the team, but for sure of the offense, has complete command. I think of the terminology, the schemes that Shurmur is wanting to get across in any given play. You could tell by the way he quickly analyzes man, zone, first read, second read, third read, how to look down the field, how to know when to come off and hit his checkdowns. You could see that he has really, I don't want to say complete command, but probably as close a command as you could have after three weeks of training camp practicing within this new system.
And Bernie, of course, the biggest story of that game, besides Colt McCoy throwing for three touchdowns, that two of those throws go to tight end Evan Moore. Very impressive night for him, especially on that second catch that he made. And then he ends up obviously getting what Pat Shurmur described as a mild concussion afterward. You know, he sounds very upbeat about how he's recovering and doing well. And, you know, the sense we get is that it's all positive. But he did have that a year ago. How big of a concern is that for you? And where do you see this young man fitting in this whole offense? And how big a role do you think he can play, again, presuming we can keep him healthy?
Well, Vic, that's, I think, the last statement. We talked about it on the telecast. We talked about it on the show and in public and private. Evan Moore and staying healthy and being on the field is one of the biggest things, not only for him, obviously, personally, but for the team collectively, and as I think for Colt McCoy's development. You could see they have fantastic chemistry. His ability to get down the seam, the catches that he made, the first touchdown catch, the way he shows patience getting into the DB before breaking out of it, the hand-eye coordination while simultaneously dragging both his feet on the touchdown second catch, very, very impressive. So, unfortunately, I'd like to say this concussion's mild and not a big deal. But once you've gotten one concussion and then you tend to get a second one, they do tend to come a little easier, and that is something that's going to have to be monitored.
Yeah, and the NFL, of course, being extremely cautious about that as well as part of its mission to try to reduce the head trauma that happens in this game. And so that's another factor in all this, that the league will be very, very cautious with regard not just to Evan Moore but to all players who sustain concussions. We're visiting with Bernie Kosar, former Browns quarterback. Of course, he is the analyst on WKYC's Channel 3's coverage of preseason games. Bernie, when we look to the rest of the offense, it's so easy to get excited about Joshua Cribbs' role, how the increased presence that he has in this passing game, and knowing that the kickoff return portion of his game, which has been the thing that's put him in the Pro Bowl, could easily be minimized or likely be minimized by rules changes. The fact that this guy can emerge as a presence in the receiving game is going to be huge for this football team.
Yeah, absolutely, Vic. Right on point there. His development as a receiver, or at least I talked highly complimentary about his ability to run the fade route, beat bump coverage, and separate at the key strategic right timing point in the touchdown pass against the Packers in the first game. And then last week, on Friday night, to show his savviness and patience in settling into a couple of zones and finding the open voids to settle, make himself presentable to Colt, then make the catch and run and hit it up into the seam and get a few yards after the catch. He's just developing at a fantastic rate. That coupled with, I think, a second nice, very dominant performance by the first team offensive line without Eric Steinbach in there, against a very formidable, strong, physical, athletic front four that the Detroit Lions had.
Yeah, and you bring up that offensive line. I'm glad you touched on that because it was quite a challenge. We anticipated it would be a different challenge than they faced against the Packers in the opener, this being this bigger, more physical, one of the biggest and most physical defensive fronts in the NFL. And they were definitely establishing their territory, pushing, reestablishing that offensive line, that line of scrimmage early on. But I was impressed with the fact that, and Colt McCoy talked about being disrupted and having the rhythm and timing thrown off of the offense in the early part of the game, that it didn't stay thrown off as the game continued. So it said a little something about him. It also probably said a little something about this line, which, again, didn't have all of its horses in place.
Right. The offensive line, again, especially, again, Joe Thomas was playing good through training camp. I hate to say it, but we almost take him for granted now. Alex Mack in the middle, again, very solid in the middle to clear the middle of the pocket up, to have the vision that Colts had in the first two games, the ability to step up and know that there's space there, and then find those throws that are 6 to 16 yards over the middle that Colt McCoy and Seneca Wallace hit 4 to 5 times in the game, makes it just exponentially easier. And then one other thing, I think, with the good line blocking besides the pass plays, second game in a row now that Brandon Jackson has shown an ability to make that first guy miss and really accelerate through the line of scrimmage, and looks like somebody that's going to be a big contributor on third down, I think, for sure. But God forbid something happens to Peyton Hillis. He showed being able to be a first down back in the game last Friday night.
Yeah, no question about that. Bernie, on the defensive side of the ball, again, a lot of people were missing from that lineup, missing some of the offensive guys too, but it was noticeable on defense. And yet it seemed to me that generally that group held its own. I mean, and seeing DeQuell Jackson become such a catalyst in the middle of that defensive squad, to me, is something to behold right now.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Matthew Stafford. I love the way he throws the football, and if he stays healthy, that Detroit Lion team could look to possibly be a playoff contending team this year. I think that highly of him and the additions to their team, especially defensively. But from our point defensively, to have 4 of our 11 probable starters out, Scott Fujita, Gokhan, TJ Ward, and Osama Young, to have 4 of the 11 starters out and to still play a solid game against, I think, a very good young quarterback in Matthew Stafford is a good sign of progress.
Shifting gears a little bit with Bernie Kosar, former Browns quarterback. Bernie, you entered this league and played for the Browns. You came in as a supplemental draft choice. The supplemental draft of 2011 was held today, and someone with plenty of local regional interest. Terrell Pryor, former Ohio State quarterback, taken in the third round by the Raiders. Your reaction to the fact that, A, he was taken at that point and by that team, and your general sense of Pryor's chances of having any kind of success in the National Football League?
Well, Terrell Pryor is 31-4 as a Big Ten starting quarterback. Went to two BCS bowl games, won them both, and was basically the MVP of both of those games. So he definitely shows that he has that winning ability and big game ability to play good in big games. Yeah, there's some things you could point at. Yes, I do think there will be some development that he needs. He ran a 4.36. I'm a shade under 6'6". Terrell Pryor is bigger than me, significantly wider and stronger, obviously faster than me, running a 4.36 40. I really think that I'm actually glad that he went to the Raiders, because in the third or fourth round, I was worried that the Cincinnati Bengals were going to end up with him, as woeful as they've been the first two preseason games. If it does work out, and I think there's limited risk when you invest a third, fourth round pick with somebody with that much potential. So I'm kind of glad to see he didn't end up in our division, because if he does turn out to be a top tier quarterback, I don't feel like facing him twice a year for the next decade.
Yeah, well, that's well put. Now, it's interesting, John Clayton of ESPN reporting that the Raiders' interest in him is that of a receiver. Now, you as a guy who, you know, had your whole heart and goals set on being a quarterback in the NFL, probably know less than this guy, even though it was seemingly a much more realistic thought for you and given your the type of career you had in college, that this guy with his running ability and those other skills, where those questions are raised about whether or not he can truly be a passer in the NFL. Do you think that's going to work? I mean, that a team would select him with the idea of maybe having him as a receiver, and his mindset is, hey, I want to be a quarterback. How do you rectify that?
Well, I know his mindset is he wants to be a quarterback. And I do think he's a team player, but I do think he wants the opportunity to try being a quarterback first. This year's subtle rule change, though, of the third quarterback kind of going away and 46 guys are allowed to be active, where now your third quarterback isn't an inactive guy who could only play in the fourth quarter unless the first two guys got hurt. And if he plays, the other guys can't come in. All those rules are gone. So wildcat packages, creative packages, where your third quarterback can throw the ball and can run the ball and catch like Terrell Pryor can, makes it more realistic. So I think there will be an opportunity, at least with Terrell Pryor, to do some of those creative wildcat packages that we've seen in the league over the last 3 to 4 years.
Great stuff as always, Bernie. We will catch up with you again a little later this week as we preview Thursday night's game against Philadelphia. Of course, you're going to be down there for WKYC. Thank you so much for your time.
Sounds great. Talk to you before the Philly game.
All right. Bernie Kosar joining us, as he always does each week here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Coming up, some more analysis and breakdown of last Friday night's game against the Lions with Andrew Catalan of KYC. Stick around for more of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Looking for the best deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle? Well, look no further than LibertyFord.com. Go online and search Ohio's number one Ford dealer group's large selection of new and pre-owned inventory. Apply for instant credit approval, schedule your next service appointment, learn about special offers, and more. It's all just one click away at LibertyFord.com. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermillion, home.
All right, back. Back to you, Jane.
Let's try That's My AAA for $400.
Answer is 24/7, when you need it, where you need it.
What is AAA Roadside Assistance?
Right. Keep going.
Let's stay with That's My AAA for $600.
Answer is instant savings at hundreds of restaurants, hotels, and stores, free travel planning, and great rates on auto and home insurance.
What is what you receive when you're a AAA member?
You're in the lead.
Already a AAA member? Don't forget to renew. Not a member yet? Join now at AAA.com or any nearby office.
If you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, great times, great food, get to Quaker Steak and Lube.
It's a touchdown at Quaker Steak and Lube. Tackle a bucket of our best wings USA sauced your way, or grab our signature inch thick cut onion rings.
Great times, great food, get to Quaker Steak and Lube.
Visit a Quaker Steak and Lube location near you.
Madden NFL 12 delivers an authentic NFL experience with an all-new collision system, team-specific runouts, and real-life broadcast with all-new dynamic player performance. Players' traits rise and fall based on their performance throughout the game. Madden NFL 12, true to the game. EA Sports Madden NFL 12 is available August 30th. Want to learn more? Go to ea.com/MaddenNFL.
It's time for the MMA Minute, presented by Time Warner Cable Events On Demand. Unleash the power of your sports fan with Time Warner Cable Sports.
What could be the biggest news in MMA history during the last decade took place last week as the UFC announced a 7-year deal with the Fox Network that will put 4 live UFC events on primetime network television each year. The deal, worth a reported over $90 million, will also put 6 to 8 live events on the FX network. This is not the first time that mixed martial arts has been seen on network television, as both Elite XC and Strikeforce have appeared on CBS. The UFC's first event will be November 12th, featuring a live 2-fight event.
The MMA Minute with Jordan Sherwood, presented by Time Warner Cable Events On Demand. Unleash the power of your sports fan with Time Warner Cable Sports. Get the latest MMA news by listening to Inside the Cage, Saturday mornings at 11 on ESPN 1540 KNR2.
Welcome to the Own Every Road sales event at Ohio's number one Mitsubishi dealership, Mentor Mitsubishi. Welcome to up to $7,500 off your next Mitsubishi, or you're welcome to take advantage of 0% financing for 60 months. And right now, you'll welcome a low lease on the all-new 2011 Outlander Sport, only $179 a month for 24 months. Outlander Sport gets up to 31 miles per gallon, or lease the 2011 Lancer, only $139 a month for 36 months. Welcome to carefree driving. Every new Mitsubishi is backed by the 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. You are welcome to stop into Mentor Mitsubishi today during the Own Every Road sales event. Save up to $7,500 off new Mitsubishis, 0% APR, the 2011 Outlander Sport, only $179 a month, or Lancer, only $139 a month, only at Mentor Mitsubishi, 9090 Mentor Avenue in beautiful Mentor, Ohio. You're welcome to look online at MentorMitsubishi.com. Offer plus tax, settlement fees, in-stock vehicles, qualified buyers with approved credit. See dealer for details.
We thank you for spending this portion of your day with us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford in association with Quaker Steak and Lube. Folks, this year, don't fumble your home improvement projects with another company. Hand it off to the winning team at Universal Windows Direct. Since 2002, Universal has been Cleveland's number one pick for quality vinyl replacement windows. And this month, you'll score with their $99 window sale. For every window you buy, get the second window for just $99. Plus, go long with 0% financing for up to 36 months, and you may still be eligible for 2011 energy tax credit. For a free estimate, call 216-518-8900. With Universal Windows Direct, you'll be saying, I love my windows. And this segment is driven by Liberty Ford.
Now it's time to look back at Friday night's game against the Detroit Lions. And with me is Andrew Catalan, play-by-play man for WKYC. Andrew, welcome to the show.
Hey, Vic. How are you?
Doing great. Well, two games in the book here for the summer for the Browns. And I would say two solid performances, maybe even a little better than that.
Yeah, I think you have to take away a lot of positives from the game on Friday night. Obviously, it wasn't a win, but in the preseason, that's really not what you totally evaluate these games on. You take a look at that first quarter, and really into the second quarter for the offense, and Colt McCoy with the three touchdown passes. Again, a lot of positive signs. You saw without Eric Steinbach up front and without Peyton Hillis, you know, they made some adjustments without those guys, and they still put a lot of points on the board. So a very positive sign right there for Colt McCoy in the offense.
Yeah, it working shorthanded in many respects, and I think the first takeaway is Colt McCoy and the way he's handling things now. He had more duress, more pressure to face in that first half, and I thought the Lions did a good job of disrupting the rhythm of the Browns offense, much more so than really Green Bay had done in that first outing. And McCoy comes through with the three touchdown passes and really a solid night overall, 10 of 18, 96 yards. I mean, he looked in control, even though for the most part that Lions defensive front, the starting defensive front, was getting the better of many of those situations.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. And Bernie Kosar and I were talking about that during the Channel 3 broadcast. There were some points late first quarter, early second quarter. McCoy did not look very comfortable with that pressure. He didn't get a lot of pressure in the first game against the Packers. The Lions really brought it, and Colt was off his rhythm a little bit. And again, keep in mind, no Steinbach, no Hillis, no Ben Watson either at tight end. So there were some, you know, pieces missing there for the Browns. But what I liked out of McCoy was he came back from that. You know, he was off kilter and out of rhythm, but he bounced back. And he still made the plays, and he took a bunch of hits. He took 5-6 good lickings, but he got back up each time, made the plays he had to make. And I thought that showed something, the way he was able to bounce back after what was a little bit of a bumpy stretch for a while in the first half.
Yeah, and that's the thing. We're going to watch this guy as in his developmental stages with an eye toward how he deals with adversity. Because, I mean, when a quarterback's established, you basically set a standard. You know what that standard's going to be. With McCoy, he's still in the process of establishing that standard. But, Andrew, I don't think it's a stretch to say that this is a pretty high standard that he's putting in place for himself and for this team. And I think the expectation continues to grow. I mean, I'm not losing sight of the fact that he's a young quarterback or that this is his first year as a starter. But he's forcing me to look at him in a way that you'd look at a young quarterback, that you'd look at a more established quarterback, even though he's so young.
Yeah, he's obviously turned some heads here in these first two games. And, you know, I think even bigger than just McCoy is the system now that Pat Shurmur has installed. It just seems to really fit what Colt McCoy is. I mean, we know he had such a high completion percentage at Texas, more than 70% over his last 2 years. In this preseason so far, he's close to 70% again. This offense is about short, rhythmic passing, and that really is what Colt McCoy is. And, you know, he's blossoming so far. Again, very small sample size, but between the way Colt has matured year one to year two, coupled with the installation of this West Coast offense, there are a lot of things to think positively about the way that he could take this offense this season and beyond.
Greg Little emerging as a real dynamic force in this preseason. Of course, he gets his first touchdown catch Friday night. We saw what he did against Green Bay as well. Some nice catches there, making the most of the fact that he is not only athletic player, but he's a big physical guy. He's a guy who can do a lot of things, work, I think, in traffic well, get separation pretty well. He's really what this team is looking for and needs at the receiver position. Still uncertain what he's all about because he's a rookie, but the expectation is that he would do something, and I'm seeing a lot of promise there, Andrew. I can't lie.
Yeah, he's flashed, and there's no doubt he's got tremendous talent. It's really consistency that you're looking for out of a rookie like Little. You know, he did have some drops throughout the first preseason game, or more so even in training camp when you watch the red zone drills in Berea. But, you know, when he's making the plays and physically just looking at him, he plays the part. There's no doubt about it. You know, he punted the ball on the stands, Vic, which obviously Coach Shurmur and Mike Holmgren talked to him about. Bernie wasn't too kind to him either during the broadcast. You don't want to see that, especially from a rookie. And he did that in his last collegiate game at North Carolina. So I think that he's got to grow up a little bit. He's got to become consistent. But with the talent that he's flashed and his size, he certainly could be a dynamic playmaker in this league if it all comes together.
Yeah, the maturity question lingers. You want to see a guy not, of course, not do that, but understand that doing that can hurt the team in a big way. Not only, I mean, start there with the penalty that it could mean to the team. And an official gave him some friendly advice on that count as well before he got kind of the stern conversation from the head coach and from the president of the club. And hopefully that is registering with him and that he understands what they mean to by saying, look, your enthusiasm, your joy in scoring that touchdown, the first unofficial because it's a preseason game, but the first ball you catch as a touchdown catch in the NFL is a big deal. Everybody gets that. Nobody wants to suppress that. But you've got to conduct yourself more professionally. And I think the way the tone of this team, the way that's set up, Andrew, I think that's kind of like, you know, when you're playing when you hear a song played in a sour note on the keyboard, that's what that is. It doesn't fit what this Browns team is about in terms of kind of the character and demeanor of this club overall.
Yeah, I totally agree. Well said, Vic. And, you know, it happened once. Just don't want to see it happen again. I mean, he made a mistake. He's been talked to about it. If he doesn't do it again, that's great. He learned from his mistake. But if it happens again, then this could be a problem with Greg Little. You just hope that doesn't occur.
Another guy in this receiving core who has become more prominent by the game and certainly by the day in practice, although he's hurting a little bit now, is Joshua Cribbs. When you know now that as a kick returner and with the rules of kickoffs reducing that impact that he could make as a return man, you have to believe right now that this team clearly is giving him an opportunity to have a bigger role in the receiving game. And in this West Coast offense, as we've discussed before, Andrew, I think he's got a chance to be a very big contributor.
Yeah, and I think there was something very revealing from that game against the Lions because in the first quarter, McCoy threw like a bubble screen on the short side of the field to Cribbs, and it was good coverage on the play by the Lions. Cribbs didn't pick up many yards. But Bernie and I talked about this on the broadcast. If they throw those bubble screens to the far side, the wide side of the field, when he's got some room, that's the type of thing you want to do with Cribbs. Get him the ball, give him a little bit of space, and let him do the rest. He's admitted that he's got to work on his route running, that he is still developing as a receiver. But right, while he works on that, if you can get him the ball with a little bit of space and he can, you know, use the open field to his advantage, this is the way that Cribbs could be very dangerous in the short term for the Browns as he continues to evolve as a receiver.
Let's talk a little bit about defense as we continue to review what we saw Friday night against the Lions. Andrew Catalan, the play-by-play voice of WKYC, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. On the defensive side, we know DeQuell Jackson has found a real home in the middle of the Dick Geron 4-3 scheme.
Yeah, there's no doubt. And you know what? Give credit to Scott Fujita because he was the one that said right before training camp that you watch out for DeQuell Jackson because this system fits him perfectly. His sideline to sideline range is tailor-made for the 4-3, and Fujita's been right on because Jackson's been very impressive so far. And in fact, Fujita said that his mid-camp MVP last week was DeQuell Jackson. It's hard to argue because not only is he showing up in training camp practices, but in the first two games he's been very involved defensively, really running the show from his position. And I think, you know, again, two games, he's had a history of injuries, so you can't get too excited, but so far so good in the middle for Jackson.
And, you know, we pay close attention to these young players, these rookies who are starting up front, Phil Taylor, Jabal Sheard. With Taylor, the top overall pick, of course, you want to see, like you're seeing with Little, you want to see those plays that make you jump out of your seat a little bit and get excited. He hasn't done that sort of thing yet but what he seems to be doing is steadily disrupting things inside, steadily drawing blockers toward him and opening things up for others. Again, I know the role, they want to see him do it all. They want to see him make those tackles behind the line of scrimmage. I'm talking about the coaches and pretty much anyone else interested in the Browns and get pressure, you know, sack the quarterback. But I think as a steady force, Andrew, I'm liking what I see from Phil Taylor.
Yeah, I think that we shouldn't really check out the stat sheet too much for Phil Taylor, especially in the preseason and maybe into the regular season. I think he's valuable in other ways, as you said, taking up space, drawing extra blockers, stopping the run. Those things aren't very glorious. And Jabal Sheard, had some of the glory as he recovered a fumble. He forced Stafford out of the pocket twice. I thought Sheard really flashed in the game against the Lions. But again, with Taylor, it's just his size is going to make a big difference more than his stats.
Right, right. And you brought up Sheard as well, forcing a turnover in that game, looking very comfortable in his role. And we heard this from day one. This is a guy who's consistent with his effort, play after play. And you see that in the game. Very serious-minded young man who I think plays it to the hilt in terms of, wanting to knowing that whatever happens on a play, if he's always going full speed, something is going to happen in a good way for him.
Yeah, we've seen his speed, and he clearly has speed. And, these are all just invaluable experiences for Sheard in this summer. I mean, going against Joe Thomas in practice, getting the first team reps in the first two games, and that should continue here throughout the rest of the preseason. I mean, he's going to be a guy that starts, but he's getting a crash course right now on what it takes to play on the line in this league. And I think that you're starting to see him learning what it's like. You're seeing him starting to pick up little things when he lines up, whether it's in practice or in the games. And I think that he really had a good game against the Lions. I mean, he was pressuring Stafford. He got him out of the pocket twice. He's showing off his speed. I think it's been a good development so far for Jabal Sheard.
And some credit, too, to the secondary, I thought, Andrew, because Stafford had to hold on to that ball in many cases. I mean, they were bringing the pressure, but I think that pressure resulted a lot from some tight coverage. And I thought and again, you've got some banged up people in the secondary. You haven't had Usama Young out there. They've been holding back some others. To just sort of ease their way into whatever it is, either the final two preseason games, but certainly make sure everybody's as healthy as can be for the opener. But I thought the secondary overall played pretty well.
Yeah, I think that you have to take in mind that T.J. Ward didn't play, and he's such a big part of what they do back there in the secondary. Stovall got free a few times. Stafford is a great quarterback, and he threw a couple of perfect passes that, you wish, they didn't complete them if you're a Browns fan, but Stafford was just right on target. I think he got Hayden a couple times. So yep. I think that if they get Ward back in the mix, and, it would be nice to see Usama Young at some point. And you want to see what you have right there because, he hasn't played. He wasn't a starter in New Orleans. He was almost said, brought in to be the starter. But he's got to show you something because I think Mike Adams has played pretty well. And he could certainly be a capable guy back there if Young can't get back on the field. So I think there's still a few question marks in that secondary these last two games. And for me, I want to see Usama Young play. That's my number one concern right now.
No, I do too. But kudos to Mike Adams because he is getting an opportunity to play. And look, this team's going to lean on him one way or the other, with or without Young in there. He's going to be a factor. And I think this has been a good opportunity for him.
Yeah, I totally agree with you about Adams. And how about Buster Screen and Dimitri Patterson? And these guys are fighting for that nickelback spot. Adams could maybe switch there if he had to. But, I think that you're seeing the depth of this secondary start to emerge a little bit in the preseason. But we still got to figure out the starting lineup at safety. And again, Young, who didn't start with the Saints, is a guy that you want to see get a lot of action here. So who knows if he can play this week yet, but hopefully he's back out there soon.
Okay, Andrew, time to hand out some game balls from Friday night. The fans casting their vote on the Browns' official Facebook page, and this is how our fans voted. Greg Little, Colt McCoy, Evan Moore, Jabal Sheard. Really can't argue with any of those. Time for you and I to give ours. What do you got, Andrew?
I'm going to give it to a couple of rookies from Pittsburgh, Vic. Offensively, how about Jason Pinkston? He got some extended playing time because of the absence of Eric Steinbach. And Pat Shurmur said he did a really good job, played 47 snaps most of the first half into the third quarter, and Shurmur was very complimentary of Kingston. He said he showed up pretty well. And, you know, for the first time getting that much of a load of work, I think that Kingston did very well. And then defensively, I'm going to go with Jabal Sheard. I liked what I saw with him coming off the edge. He recovered that fumble. He forced Stafford out twice. A lot of positives from the Pitt Panthers. They get my game balls.
Yeah, good ones. No arguments with any of those. Mine, I'm going to give one, of course, to Colt McCoy for the second game in a row. This guy has just been consistent. He's been everything you could want him to be so far, and so far so good for this young leader, not just a performer, but also a hardworking leader for this team. Evan Moore, absolutely. And as much as McCoy put the ball in some great places, that kid made some excellent catches, particularly on that second touchdown, of course, keeping those toes in and allowing Pat Shurmur to win his second challenge of the preseason. Defensively, I want to go with DeQuell Jackson. I just thought he was such a force inside. And yes, he got some help from the people in front of him to help him make plays. But his comfort level in this defense just continues to grow. And I think he's become a real catalyst. And I want to give some props to Richmond McGee, the punter, of course, for the Browns, averaging his net 45.4 yards, three punts inside the 20. So that's a nice outing for Richmond McGee as the punter. All right, that's going to do it for this week's game review. Andrew, thank you so much, and we'll catch up with you a little bit later this week to talk about the Philadelphia Eagles.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me on, Vic. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Much more coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Get the value you're looking for at Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Lease the fuel-efficient Ford Fusion or Escape for $199 a month. Your choice, 2012 Fusion or Escape for only $199. With outstanding value, quality, and technology, it's no surprise Ford is the best-selling brand in America. Large selection, guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
If you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, great times, great food, get too quick to Steak and Lube.
We've been voted festival favorite at the National Buffalo Wing Festival. Visit Quaker Steak and Lube for our best wings USA, sauced your way.
Great times, great food, get too quick to Steak and Lube.
Visit a Quaker Steak and Lube location near you.
In the world of big box retail, it's refreshing to find customer service with fair pricing. At Summit Sound and Security, they truly mean custom. Football season is here, and Summit Sound specializes in customizing your new home theater experience. Summit Sound is an authorized dealer of quality brands like LG, Samsung, Panasonic, Mitsubishi, and DirecTV. Stop in today and experience 3D TV in the new home theater showroom. Summit Sound and Security on Route 91 in Twinsburg and online at summitsound.net. At Summit, you've reached the peak.
Good night, hon.
Good night.
Not again. Damn, neighbors.
So this,
not again,
is you. And this is how annoying it can be trying to understand healthcare reform.
Quiet!
But Cozy can help. Cozy's free healthcare reform game plan saves you time and annoyance by helping you sort out the smartest health insurance decision for your business. Plus, Cozy can save you up to 10% on your health insurance premiums.
Well, maybe if you close the window.
Okay.
And we moved. Tomorrow.
To get your free game plan or a quote, call 216-245-4365 today or visit cozy.org/gameplan. Cozy, the Council of Smaller Enterprises. Quality health plans provided by Medical Mutual of Ohio.
Convenience is the name of the game, and this is Doug Deacon. When I bought my car, I went directly to Mercedes-Benz of Bedford. The dealership is just minutes away from Cleveland Browns Stadium, and when I get my car service, well, they come pick it up and give me a courtesy car. How easy is that? It's also nice to know if my car gets tackled, they offer the most service technicians and a certified collision center, so I can get back on the road in no time. Take it from me, go to Mercedes-Benz of Bedford. Nothing but the best. Check them out online at MercedesBedford.com. Mercedes-Benz of Bedford, a Penske Automotive dealership. Hi, this is Doug Deacon. You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
We are back on Cleveland Browns Daily, as the Deke said, driven by Liberty Ford. This segment is brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores, August 30th. Pre-order your copy today.
Now our own Jameer Howerton joins us to talk about the competition at wide receiver. Jameer, one of the more interesting spots in training camp, and I think the fact that Mohamed Masakwai has not been a part of practices or games since the beginning of camp because of an injury has opened the door, of course, wide for a couple of guys in particular, Brian Robisky, Jordan Norwood, to fight it out for that number four spot on the assumption that Mohamed's got number one, that Greg Little's got number two, and that Joshua Cribbs has got number three. So if we make that assumption, there's only one spot there, these two guys fighting for it, and at this point, I'd say it's almost too close to call.
They say when opportunity knocks, you better answer, and that's what these guys are doing. They're taking the most of this opportunity, and they're taking everything in stride. And after talking to these guys, what I've taken away is that having Colt McCoy as the leader and building that chemistry is helping these guys out tremendously.
Yeah, and we know that Jordan Norwood, of course, as a returner, has helped his case in a big way. You had an opportunity, as you said, to talk with both guys. You asked Brian Robisky about the kind of progress he's been making.
I think I'm getting better, and I think as far as approaching training camp, that's really the only thing that you have to look at is every day can I wake up, and despite being sore, being tired, being fatigued, because that comes with training camp, just to try to come out and make sure that I get a little bit better every day, and I think I try to do that.
This is a new offense for everyone. What's the adjustment been like for you, and what do you see your role and how you fit in this offense?
I think it's just it's about getting comfortable, and I think with Colt, it's about getting comfortable with the plays, the routes, and kind of what's expected of us with each route, and I think that just comes from repetition, from running it. So I think the more we do it, the more the preseason develops, we'll develop a better rapport with Colt, and hopefully by the time the season gets started, we'll be underway. We'll be ready to go.
Speaking of Colt, he walks in the building now as the leader. He's in a leadership role. How much did that help you guys out, the wide receivers, just building chemistry with him?
Oh, that was huge. Anytime you've got a quarterback who's that's your guy, and there's no questions about it. He's gonna be the guy leading us out there. He's the guy that makes all those reads, and he's the guy we have to win for. Anytime you know that, that's big for your offense.
You're very familiar with this spread West Coast offense. You played it in Ohio State. So how was it learning for you now? Was it just a matter of just terminology?
That's all it was. I think, once you get to this level, a lot of things you find out are pretty similar, and it's just a matter of, how they call it. But I think that for me, just hearing some of the terminology and then getting out there and actually doing it, it was, just kind of jogging my memory a little bit. And obviously, there's a bunch of new things, and Coach Shermer's brought a little twist with almost everything. But you just have to pick it up and then go out on the field and execute it.
Lastly, this is your third preseason game, but you're a veteran. What do you use this third preseason game, this dress rehearsal for?
For me, it's another opportunity to get better. It's still it's still preseason, but at the end of the day, it's a game, and we're gonna approach that the same way. We're at Philly, so it'll be our first chance to go on the road and have a chance to deal with that atmosphere and that environment. But for me, I'm gonna approach it the same way. Not really sure how much we're gonna be playing, but I have to get my mind right, like I'm gonna play a game and then go out and execute.
Now, you also had a chance to talk with Jordan Norwood, and we mentioned earlier he's a returner as well as a receiver. So if he's gonna get a roster spot, I mean, that might be the difference maker if you're putting these two guys side by side in the eyes of the coaches.
After speaking to the head coach, he told me that Joshua Cribbs is his primary guy. But during this time around training camp, he's looking to see who's going to emerge. And when you look at Jordan Norwood's numbers, he's averaging close to 19 yards a return. He has two punts where he returned it for 20 yards or more, and those have led to scoring drives. So you look at with the new kickoff rules and things of that nature, Jordan Norwood has definitely provided that spark for this offense.
Yeah, if the kickoffs, because of the rules, become less important or less effective because you can't return them because the ball's getting kicked out of the end zone and you're having all these touchbacks, the punt return is huge. And you asked him in year number two about his comfort level.
I'm pretty comfortable. We're still installing some stuff. I got a few more days of training camp left. So, you know, still trying to learn, still trying to get better. But I think as an offense and as a receiving core, I think we're getting pretty comfortable.
Training camp breeds good, healthy competition. And with the exception of Muhammad Massaquoi, you have been mentioned in the top four of those receivers. How do you see the competition taking shape, and how do you see yourself developing?
There's always competition. I mean, training camp, that's what it's about. I mean, whether it's the Cleveland Browns or any training camp in the league, it's about competition. So, I mean, it's always good, and there's definitely a lot of competition in our position.
You're coming up big with some catches. You made a name for yourself on special teams. How do you feel about yourself and the progress you made?
I feel all right. I mean, I feel like I still need to get better, no doubt about it. I mean, there's a lot of things I did this past game that I need to work on. So, I mean, that's why we practice, and that's why we have time in between games. So, you know, I'm out here every day looking to get better.
What do you want to get accomplished in this third preseason game being a dress rehearsal?
You know, just trying to do the things right. I mean, everything right. I mean, that's what it's about is execution and as near to perfection as you can be.
Philly's a familiar place for you. You played at Penn State, so you're going to see some family, some friends in and around the state?
Yeah, see family and friends. I'm excited to get out there, really. I mean, of course to play, but also to see some familiar faces.
That helps out in the whole process, too, when you're playing in front of your hometown crowd.
Yeah, no doubt about it. That makes you feel a little bit more comfortable. That's it right there.
So, Jameer, with Thursday night's preseason finale coming up in Philadelphia, it really comes down to, I think, that game having a big impact on the respective futures of Brian Robisky and Jordan Norwood, just to determine which of these two guys is going to make it for that fourth receiver spot.
Vic, when they say dress rehearsal, they mean dress rehearsal. But it's just key that these guys come out, have a very good showing, because at the end of the day, it's a business. And not only are you trying to make this team, but you have 31 other teams looking at you as well.
Got to get that good tape.
That's right.
All right. Great stuff, Jameer. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Much more coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Stick around on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Looking for the best deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle? Well, look no further than LibertyFord.com. Go online and search Ohio's number one Ford dealer group's large selection of new and pre-owned inventory. Apply for instant credit approval, schedule your next service appointment, learn about special offers, and more. It's all just one click away at LibertyFord.com. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermillion, home.
Hey, Browns fans, Bernie Kosar here. As a former NFL quarterback, I know what it's like to get hit hard. But you can keep your wallet from getting hit hard when you take advantage of Discount Drug Mart's $1.99 generic prescription program. Discount Drug Mart offers hundreds of prescriptions and non-prescription medications starting at just $1.99. Just like my offensive line protected me, Discount Drug Mart will protect your wallet. Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns.
Gas prices are soaring, but now you can battle back with Mentor Kia. How does free gas for a year sound? That's right. Mentor Kia has three fuel fighting deals for you. Not only do we have cars that get up to 37 mpg, but we're offering free gas for a year. Get to Mentor Kia for cars that are stingy on gas, but generous with deals. Trade in your gas guzzler now at Mentor Kia and get up to $5,000 minimum for your trade. Lease the all-new 2011 Kia Forte or Soul for just $99 a month. Get five-star safety and money-saving mileage backed by the 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty for just $99 a month. Or drive away in the all-new Kia Optima or Sorento for only $189 per month. Make today the day you start saving money. Up to 37 mpg. Free gas for a year. A minimum of $5,000 for your trade. Only at Mentor Kia. The power to surprise. 9090 Mentor Avenue in beautiful Mentor, Ohio. MentorKia.com. Offer plus tax, tag, and fees. In-stock vehicle. Qualified buyers with approved credit. Cannot combine offers. See dealer for details.
Kenny Rota here for It's Just Lunch. I've done it. It's fun. It's personal. It's easy. You meet a lot of great ladies who are all hand-selected just for you. Call the office in Independence, 216-328-9000, or online at itsjustlunchcleveland.com. The professionals at It's Just Lunch will take care of everything from selecting your matches, scheduling the date, making the reservation for lunch or drinks after work. They literally do all the work for you. You just show up and have fun. Call 216-328-9000 and mention you heard It's Just Lunch on KNR and get a $200 discount on their premium membership. It's Just Lunch, and tell them the Roadman sent you.
We should have bought rights to the word craftsmanship before it became so overused. Hired lawyers to protect it and keep it true. Like the true craftsmanship of the 2011 Jeep Grand Cherokee. with an all-new world-class interior, best-in-class 4x4 capability, and a powerful new 290-horsepower V6. Legally, we may not own the word craftsmanship, but Grand Cherokee continues to own what it stands for. Now get a great deal on the 2011 Jeep Grand Cherokee at the Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram Summer Clearance Event.
Well-qualified lessees get a low-mileage lease on Grand Cherokee Laredo 4x4 for $299 a month for 39 months with $3,220 due at lease signing, tax, title, and license extra. Based on automotive news segmentation, call 1-888-925-JEEP for lease details. 25-cent charge for each mile over 32,500 miles. Offer requires dealer contribution and lease to Ally. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by 9-6. Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram are registered trademarks of Chrysler Group, LLC.
And welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford in association with Quaker Steak and Lube. Your Ask Vic questions all coming via our official Facebook page. In this segment, Jeff asks, how concerned should we be that the only speed on defense seemed to come from Jabal Sheard and DeQuell Jackson? I know a lot of guys were out, but that defense looked like it was in slow motion at times. I'm not overly concerned about that, Jeff. The fact that there were, as you point out, a lot of guys out of the lineup was a factor, and perhaps giving the impression that the defense looked kind of slow. But I think when all of the starters and others are back healthy with a fairly healthy infusion of youth in the lineup, I think there's going to be sufficient speed in a defense that places particularly strong emphasis on swarming to the ball. Question from John, what are the chances that Greg Little starts over Brian Robiskie? He seems to be more aggressive to the ball. I'd say good, John. I think Little has firmly solidified himself as one of the Browns' top three receivers, along with Muhammad Masquite when he returns from injury, and Josh Cribbs. He's done that by, as you correctly point out, not just catching the ball, but attacking it with an aggressive style that fits nicely into this offense. And as we mentioned earlier, Robiskie is locked in an intense battle with Jordan Norwood for that fourth receiver spot. All right, just some thank yous. Bernie Kosar, Andrew Catalan, Brian Robiskie, Jordan Norwood, Jameer Howerton, Kristen Ribelli, and Dave DiNatale. Had so much fun. Let's do this again tomorrow. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, ESPN 850.